Yeah, yeah. What up, world? It's your man Faye Tiles, After Party Radio Show.
Stephanie Sicole, what's poppin'?
Steph, you better pour up, get that bottle ready to go, man. Get that red cup in your hand. Get that bottle ready to go. Bow! It's going down. It's After Party Radio Show. You already know what time it is, man. Woo! We're right here on Frenzy Broadcasting. We got a special guest in the building today, man. We got an actor, comedian, podcast pro. Relationship expert.
You name it.
This guy is a drifter in Downey, I'm finding out right now. He got outstanding warrants in the Downey area. We in the building right now. Y'all make some noise for Big Citric in the house right now. Citric, what's happening?
What up, Doggy?
Thanks for coming through, bro.
Hey, man. Thank you guys for having me, man.
I should be your official hype man, man. I feel like I'm giving you a high level of expectation right now.
Except for the relationship advice, man.
I know.
You don't want to get relationship advice from me, man. You'll end up in jail or some shit, man.
So let's talk about that. So you're single off of the market right now, right?
No, I'm single, man, yeah.
So you're good.
I'm single, yeah.
You're ready to go.
No,
ready
he's living go, his man. Best life.
So you're on Farmers Meet, Cholos Unite. No?
I'm on the Farmer John special.
Give him that bratwurst, huh?
Yeah, doggy.
Hello, Ric Flair. Where you at, bro? Where you at, Rick? Where you at? You know what I'm saying? We out here. It's the After Party Radio Show. Hey, people don't know, man. This guy's been acting for a good amount of time. He's been on television and been in movies, doing music. So it started with the rap, right? Rap got you into being an actor.
Yeah, yeah.
So how has that transition been, bro? What's being a rapper and now I'm an actor?
You know, like it's been a crazy roller coaster ride, man. That's the best way I can put it, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like only the strong survive, and only the strong hang on, man. Because you know it's not an easy road, man. And then you know the music thing was one thing, and then going into acting was just a whole nother world, you know. And I just been taking it as it comes and just enjoying it and trying to learn from every experience I have, you know, every show, every movie I've been on. I walk away with I'm not looking at it just as a paycheck, but as a learning experience, man, you know?
Yeah, I did some homework, bro. You work with the King of the Hill creator, bro. You did a film, right?
Yeah, we did a film called Idiocracy.
Yeah. That's
I played the Secretary of Defense. And that was actually my first movie as doing dialogue because I had did a couple of background roles, but that was my first official movie. And shout out to Mike Judge because he's the one that brought me in.
Dude, how'd you get connected with him? How'd that happen? Man, just universe aligned?
It's one of those things like when they say, you know, like when people get discovered, you know, it was like one of those rare stories because, I was doing music at the time with the group called Browntown, but there was a website called brownpride.com, you know, shout out to Sal Rojas. He's the owner of the website. So all my music was on there, my pictures, stuff that, you know, when we've been on tour, you know, like you could go in and you can see everything from like past shit. And Mike Judge's people went on there. They were looking for a heavy set dude. You know, at that time I was bigger, you know, so
yeah.
They went in for it to play this role, man, in this movie that he was doing. And so they hit up my boy and they asked him, hey, how can we get a hold of this guy?
Oh,
he goes, let me hit him up, see what's up. So they hit me up and they go, hey, some people that work for Mike Judge, they want you to read for a movie that he's doing in, and you know you're interested. And I wasn't gonna call him, man. I was like, I'm cool, man. I mean, I wasn't really tripping on that.
Yeah,
you know?
You don't really do auditions at this point, right? You weren't doing.
I wasn't even trying just to be an actor. I was just going with the flow, doing music. As a matter of fact, we had just signed a record deal with a Mexican label called Musar Records out of Mexico.
Okay,
and Musar Balboa. So we're getting ready to go out on tour doing Spanish, all Spanish hip hop. So that was my focus. I was like, I wasn't even tripping on acting. This shit just came out of nowhere, and I long story short, I ended up going to the audition and.
Got it.
I read it. Yeah. Then the lady called me back a few days later. She goes, hey, Mike Judge thought you were hilarious. He saw your video. He's coming in a couple weeks. And he wants you to, you know, sit down and read with them and shit. You know, I was like, damn.
Cool, man. Damn, when it's yours,
yeah,
it's
so
yours.
I was just like, cool, man, let's do it. And the rest is history, man. That's how I got into acting. Man.
That's what started it.
Yeah, that's what set that's it off, up. Man. Yeah.
And you've been featured on a lot of dope projects. Obviously, people don't know. We're going to educate them. You've been worked a lot with George Lopez. You were on the Lopez at Night show, right?
Yeah, Lopez. It was just Lopez. That's what it's
Lopez.
Called.
Lopez?
Yeah, it was Lopez on TV Land.
On TV Land.
Yeah, but the name of the show is just Lopez, you know?
Okay, so how did the whole George Lopez thing
the
come
dynamic.
About? How'd that build?
It's crazy because through the
Shout out to Vic, by the way.
Yeah, shout
out to Vic.
To my boy Vic DeMone.
Yeah.
You know, it's Matter of fact, Vic Damone was on set with me for my first movie, man, the Idiocracy. He flew out there with me, and we were out there for a couple weeks, man, just wilding out in Texas, man, because we were filming in Austin. So shout out to Vic Damone, you know, he was out there getting a lot of the behind the scenes footage and stuff, you know. And also, he's doing he did a lot of music for the show Lopez.
Okay,
you know. But I met the writers and the executive producers for Lopez. I met them through Mike Judge.
Wow, so it was the same circle. it's like a domino effect. Yeah, so that one thing, you get into acting, bounced into you getting with George.
Yeah, because they're the ones introducing me to George.
I feel like in this industry, that's kind of how it works. Like, you put your talent out there, and then someone will see it. And I feel like perseverance and persistence is key in order to achieve.
Yeah, it goes back to that old saying, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know sometimes.
Not your flow, it's who you know.
So it's like, so being plugged in with Mike Judge, those guys took a liking to me, and we started chopping it up. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't really know who those guys were at the time. I just knew they were rolling with Mike Judge. But I didn't know those guys were writers and executive producers for a bunch of other shit. So for a couple of years, they kept telling me, hey, Sid, every time I would work with Mike Judge on something, because I also did one of the characters on one of the episodes or two episodes of King of the Hill.
That's cartoon. So sick. I'm a huge King of the Hill fan, bro.
So those guys are all, you know, they're all together, man. They all work on it together, man. They all writers and all that. I didn't know, though. I just thought they were my judge's homies, you know. So I really didn't know. But those guys were telling me for a couple of years, hey, we got something in the works. We're working on something big for you. We want to bring you in. I'm like, cool, you know. And I really just chilling. Yeah, you know, I just didn't really think about it, whatever. Couple years come by, and then I get the call that they want me to come in and do a pilot with George Lopez, you know, for a show called Lopez, you know. And I was like, damn, it was like tripping out.
So what's one of your experiences? Obviously, there's so many being around George. What's that one experience that always stands out to you that you got to soak in being around someone like George Lopez?
Man, you know, like, we've had a lot of great times, man, because, you know, he's been like a mentor on and off set, you know. Like, we've hung out, like, even like at his pad when we had little barbecues and just, you know. And so I try to soak up all the knowledge that he gives, you know. Even though we roast and clown a lot,
I can imagine, even off camera, he still talks that shit.
Oh,
huh?
He clowns and
roasts.
That's not just on camera.
Yeah, I can imagine that's not, you so, turn, yeah, you can't turn yeah. that off. So, you it
know,
stays on.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you got your serious moments, you know, and then he be spitting game, man, on a lot of shit, financial shit. Acting timing, like he taught me a lot of the shit about timing, you know. Like, timing is everything, especially in comedy, you know. So one of the things that always stood out to me was when on one of the episodes, one of the maybe like the second or third episode of season one, he was trying to school me on some improv, you know. And I was just like, damn, I never really done improv, you know. So it was like
freestyle,
you know. Yeah. So I'm just like, because I wasn't really into acting, I was doing music, so I really didn't get the hang of that. So, but he started telling me, like, okay, in this next scene, okay, we did everything on the script, this next third or fourth take, we're gonna do it like this. I'm gonna say this, then you're gonna come in, and, you know, and then from there, just let it ride and just
speak your mind,
let
basically.
It flow, man. Just let it flow. That was it. Just follow the energy. And by the time we finished talking, I was like I was just looking at him like with a blank look. I was lost because he lost me for a minute. I was like, damn, you know, like, man, I don't want to look stupid, make him, you know, make me, you know, like, disappoint him. He's going to be like, oh, this fool's fucking, you know, he's bullshit.
Yeah,
you know? But, George is always, he's always been cool about stuff like that, because he even told me the first time, he goes, you know, I'm not going to come on you too hard, because I know you're new to this game and shit, you know, as far as television. I had already done a few movies, but television was different.
A whole nother monster.
Yeah. But when we shot that scene, man, like, it was just, it went like butter, and it was just, the chemistry was there. So they couldn't deny it, you know, like, they, you know, they were like,
when the talent is there, it's there.
So everything worked out. They loved the way I brought the character to life, because the character is, like I always tell people, it's me, but it's not me, you know? So I was able to put some of me in there, but some
your alter ego.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was just one of those situations, man. And it worked, and they ended up using that take. Because they would do a few takes, you know, and you know how it goes, you know. They got to get the right one, but that one, they thought it was the funniest, so they kept it.
Around what age did you discover, like, hey, you know what, I have, like, a talent?
You know what, I'll be honest with you, man.
You always felt it.
I'm 51, and I just discovered that I got some kind of talent.
He's like about two months ago.
I just barely discovered that shit.
A
like
month and a half? About a month ago, I took a shot. I was like, I'm kind of talented.
It's never too late. Yeah, it's never too late.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been doing acting since, like, 2004 with that movie, but, Like, I'll be honest, I never really thought about it, never, you know, but now I kind of see where you know, where stuff goes and what they want, what they, you know, what they expect, you know. And
you're getting the flow.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
Well, so, Noel G can't be the only Latino out here booking roles, damn it. I'm telling you, I'm tired of this shit.
What advice would you give to others who are looking up to you?
Oh, man, I mean, the only thing I always tell and give people advice is never give up, man. You know, it's like, stay consistent. You know, obviously, you know, the more stuff you put out, the more content you put out, the more, you know, the more you stay out there, you stay relevant. But I always tell people, just, you know, never give up. Just stay positive. You know, always have a positive state of mind and do a lot of networking.
Yep.
Your network is your net worth, right?
Yeah, exactly, man. So yeah, at the end of the day, if you can do a lot of networking, that's really where the key thing is at, man. Because then everything else falls into place.
That's what's up, man.
Preach.
So what's next coming up for you? I know you got a new movie coming out. Ghostbusters remix. It's like a Ghetto Busters remix.
It's called Ghetto Busters.
The reason I say Ghostbusters because people are gonna affiliate that right away.
Yeah, no, it's
a twist on Ghostbusters.
It's like a parody,
with a comedian twist.
Yeah,
comedic.
It's like a parody of it. But it's more. How can I say? It's like we got the proto packs, you know, we're Zappy Fools, like the way, you know, like the original movie.
Yeah.
But the only difference is that it's fools like. We're like, say, in one incident, the principal calls us out. There's a bunch of burnouts in the back. They're smoking weed and they're not doing nothing. They're just chilling, you know, uh-huh. They're just causing ruckus. So they call us to come in and take care of them. You know, they don't want to bounce. Then we zap them and shit, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So, but, so it's,
can I do that to my baby mama? Can I just zap her?
Right. Yeah.
I need to zap this chick, you know?
Maybe we can get you a proto pack, dog.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe I can get you one of the protopacks I'll send, dog.
Hey, bro, bring one to me ASAP, bro. That will alleviate all my stress in my life, bro. Yeah, hello. Yeah. Need that ASAP.
Yeah, man.
So what's your character in this movie? You know, what's your role?
My role is Bob, you know? So
Bob.
Yeah, so it's a series.
Okay.
It's going to be a series, man. So right now we just done episode 2. It's starring my boy Concrete.
Shout out to Concrete, it's a homie.
And my other boy Ricky Montez, you know, so... So they're the ones that set it off, you know, and then so they're trying to create like the perfect crew, you know, the perfect ghetto busters, and so they're
like
trying
the name,
out
ghetto busters,
so they're auditioning all kinds of fools and all, you know, but in between all that, all kinds of tragedy happens, but it's comedy the way everything happens, though, you know.
That's
so,
what's up.
Yeah, so basically that's what it is, man. It's just. It's a parody, but it's not so much like Ghostbusters.
Is there any release date for this project? I know COVID got a lot of things shut down right now.
Where can people see it?
Right now, everything is in negotiations. We're shooting. We got the
COVID
budget,
still,
the budget,
right?
But it's that, yeah. But as far as the network, we're not 100% sure where it's going to land.
It's going somewhere, though.
But they got about 3 or 4 people that are looking at it.
Okay.
And all I can say, I think Netflix is one of them. So
we got Fools Got Wild ready to go, too.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I know the other people who are being cast.
Oh, you know Concrete.
I know Concrete, and I know what he's been posting. I know other people.
Oh, hello. Stephanie been doing some background research, like a FICO score up in this piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steph, what's your credit score?
Huh?
What's your credit score?
Like, I'm not going to say that, but it's good.
Shout out to all the women out there with low self-esteem, high credit scores. Slide in my DM. I'm your type. I'll raise your self-esteem real quick, baby. Give me up.
No,
I'll get you up. Hello.
Don't do that to yourself, honey. Don't.
Hey, pay to play, baby. Pay-per-view. Anyways, so how you feel about the Lakers show, man? Lakers going to finally do this for Los Angeles, bro?
I've been excited.
I'm happy, bro. I feel like Kobe deserves this for his legacy, bro. It's been a tough 2020. Yeah. We need the Lakers to do something for L.A. right now, bro.
Yeah, no,
it's about damn time.
It's about time. Yeah, it's about time, bro.
Kobe and Shaq was the last time we've been this good.
Yeah, the dynasty.
That's
man,
the last time
we've
been like this, bro. It's just time.
It's, you know, it's like everything repeats itself. You know, history repeats. So you know what I'm saying? It's got to come back again. You know.
Yeah, yeah. My girl be repeating herself too. She nag a lot. You know?
My
I'm
God.
Tired of that shit. Stay single, bro. Stay single.
I'm trying.
Stay single in these. Streets, dog. Be ratchet, bro. You know, sign up for
I'm trying my hardest, bro. It's hard.
Yeah. Sign up for Tinder ASAP, bro. Get a Tinder account. Shout out to your mijo in the building, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got your son in the building.
Yeah, my son Nugs right here. Eric.
Shout out to Nugs in the building. My bad, Nugs. We getting ratchet over here with your pops, man. My bad. He heard it before, huh?
He's heard it all, man.
He said, this ain't shit.
He's been through it all, man. Like, this kid is strong, man. He's been through it, man. He's seen it all, too, man.
That's what's up, man. Hey, before we get out of here, bro, I'm always going to give a guest an opportunity to share some dope-ass energy with the listeners, man. What is that message or that vibe?
Put that vibe out
that you want to put out there to the world
now? For sure.
Coming from Big Citric, what is that?
Man, just peace and love, man. That's it, you know? It's like if we could all get along and come up in this industry and come up in this world, you know, just... Everybody do, you know, get, you know, make money and do and live right and live comfortable, take care of your family. That's what I would pray for, you know. Peace and love, man, and let's prosper and all make money, man. And, you know, there's no reason to be hating, you know. It's like there's a big pie here, man, you know, and everybody deserves a piece of the pie.
Let's all be winners mentality.
Let's all be winners, man. And you gotta think like a winner, man. You gotta, you know, not obviously not be cocky about it, but but everybody, you know, get some confidence in you, man. And just know that you, at the end of the day, man, you can do whatever you want to do in this world, man.
Love it.
Yeah. We got to get this money, like you said, man. Everybody go get that EDD bread. You know, there's a lot
whatever
of EDD
takes,
bread
man,
out here right now in these streets.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah,
man.
I know someone the other day came out here with a gold grill, and I was like, how did you get that? She's like, EDD. I'm like, oh, shout to EDD for making everybody's dreams reality in these streets. You know what I'm saying?
It's real tough, man.
Get that Gucci you never could afford before, baby. Get that Louis belt. Yeah. Get...
However you can get it, you know?
Pay for your kids to get some oatmeal finally. You know what I'm saying? Do something good for your life.
The hustle don't stop.
Not stop.
I would rather say invest your money.
Invest in the cryptocurrency.
That's key right there, man. Yeah.
Invest in the cryptocurrency.
Exactly.
And midget strippers. They will never depreciate in value.
You know, that's some real shit, dog. Yeah, man. You can't go wrong with
it. Come on, dog. Where they going to go? Like, 20 years from now, people are going to pay big bucks for some midget strippers, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that's real.
You just got to think in the future, bro. Like, midget strippers ain't going nowhere. It's like the medical field, bro. Like,
real, man. Yeah, no. I think there's an agency you could rent one for the day and shit.
Hey, give me that number. I need that.
Where's
that number at?
Like, if you need a... Just have a little sidekick for the day, you know?
Is it really?
Yeah.
I need that information.
I think so, I'm not 100% sure, but I think...
Don't threaten me with no good time over here, okay?
You know, just rent them for the day, man. Just hang out, man. Take them to the beach, chill out, you know? Fucking pick up on chicks, whatever, dog. You know?
I'm done with you, dog. I was going to say something, but even that's too far from me. Nah. The After Party Radio Show. It's your man, Fate. I'm going to contain myself right now. Keep my thoughts in my head. I'll talk off the mic.
Let's keep it that way.
We got more music in the mix right now. It's Frenzy Broadcasting. Big Citric in the building.
Yeah, dog.
You already know what time it is, man. We out here. It's the After Party Radio Show. Let's go.